37. I get an idea and I ask Jolly. It takes courage to ask because of the look in her eyes. Jolly, what about those fathers? I say one night. Maybe it was the smell from next door, meatloaf or some family food. Her eyes go slitty. What about? She imitates, trying to sound dumb. I mean, don't they owe something? I'm taking a chance on her getting mad. She looks hard at me, daring me to say more. Look, Jolly, I go. You didn't have those babies. You'd finish school. You'd have a job. You'd have... I stop because I pictured her in a prom dress and corsage, and that's a thing you wouldn't want to say in front of her. When Jilly's slurping air, fast asleep on a blanket on the floor, with her bare foot stuck out like something she won't be needing. Jolly looks down at me even though we're the same height. So... she says, quite slow. I think it's the way she puts her feet up across the sofa, her total limp body lolling, and the way her hand reaches for the nail file, and the spark of night danger red nail polish that shoots in the air from her left middle finger and disappears.